think has been the key to building and staying consistent and successful in the NFL, where it's very hard. You know, you can go up and down pretty easily, and y'all have maintained.
Well, I think you want to have a group of guys that understand that it's a long season and that there's going to be ups and downs, and you've got to be resilient. And it really starts in the locker room. I think you've got to make sure that everybody understands that there's going to be days that it's not going to go the way we want it to go. And when that happens, we've got to continue to press forward. And we've done that since we've been here.
Thomas Dekou so far in the games is generating a lot of turnovers. What do you see? Does the new defense suit him real well? Is it his play in particular?
I think it's a number of factors. One is he's a year older. He has a better understanding of how offenses try to attack you. And when they attack you, he's one step ahead of them when he's making the plays on the ball. And I think that's probably first and foremost. And the second is there is a change in the style and the things that we're asking him to do. It's a subtle change, but not a big change, and he's handling it very well.
Big expectations for him maybe then this year? Or?
Again, our expectations, guys, we're gonna keep them internally. We anticipate Thomas Dekou to have a big year for us. He's a guy that has been with us from day one and has grown as this team has grown through the first four seasons. And I would anticipate that his level of play would increase.
Speaking of day one, unlike the past, you've been able to see from day one at camp how Quiz Rogers might fit in to the offense. What have you seen so far that... what thoughts do you have about trying to utilize?
Well, I think that Jaquez is a player that we've got to try to get him some touches. We found out very early once we got him here that he's not a change of pace back. He's a guy that can do all the things that you ask a running back to do. And when you go out and you perform, when he's had his opportunities, he's done a nice job. So it is obvious that we need to try to get him the football. Again, that's a... that's a tough chore sometimes based on how people are trying to defend us and the guys that we have on offense.
So it could be like seeing Coach Malarkey on the other sideline.
Talk with Mike yesterday. It'll be different. I'm used to, saying Mike in the head, Mike in the headset when I'm trying to, talk to the guy upstairs. So it will be different. I know Mike's they've had a really good training camp. You watch the guys, they're playing hard. He's put a stamp on that team through the through the off season.
I know you don't game plan, but a lot of your defensive players maybe will be kind of familiar with what they're going to be running.
Well, the thing about Mike is Mike's always going to, he's got a lot of different personnel groupings and a lot of different formations, and it'll be a good test for our guys, and I'm sure he'll test us in the ball game on Thursday.
Coach, have you talked to any of the guys that are on the bubble? Have you coached them up just knowing, hey, this might be the last game, but you can, those that might be making the team, how do you go about this last week?
Well, you got to be very direct with the guys on your team. And they're not only being evaluated by our coaching staff, but they're being evaluated by 31 other teams in the league. The personnel staffs spend a lot of time in this preseason evaluating players. So if they don't have an opportunity here, their performance on the field is being evaluated by someone else. And we want our guys to compete to the very end, and I know that they will. It's just a tough time of the year when you have to go down from 80 to 70 or 90 to 75 and then or 85 to 75 and 75 to 53. Just part of the business.
And then when people's dreams go, how does that get you as a coach? Because you have to bring that bad news to them.
Well, it's something that you've got to deliver, and I think you've got to be honest with the players and tell them why they're going to be on the team or why they're not going to be on the team. And again, it's one man's evaluation. There may be someone else that has a different evaluation, and this is a very fluid situation in terms of how your roster makeup is from week one to week 15. A lot of these guys, if they are not picked up, they're familiar with our scheme and they'll have an opportunity to possibly come back.